Well, greetings again, pilgrims journeying through James. This is Pastor Bob, and it's July 24th. Can you believe that? More importantly, it's episode 5 of our immersion excursion, our 2-week journey through the book of James. And every day we're just biting off a little chunk of James. Today's chunk's a little bigger. I hope you're ready for it. This is real food. The real thing. And we're just letting James own our hearts and letting God speak through this letter from the brother of Jesus, teaching us how to live, how life can be today. What his brother Jesus has done for us has opened up possibilities for new ways to live. We can't do that alone. We need the power of the Holy Spirit, and we need the faith of Abraham. But the good news, we have access to that. We can be just as faithful. We can be just as transformed. We can be the children of God and the followers of Jesus that Jesus so longed for us to be in this world. He's hope among hope that will happen to you. And he hopes it happens a little bit today. And we're going to give you some really good medicine to help make that happen. We're going to start chapter 2 of the book of James and go through verse 13. So we got 13 verses of James as if he was reading the news today. Today's segment is called Warning Against Partiality. Think about that word partiality. Showing favor, or on the other hand, showing unfavor to certain peoples. This is written for today, written for your questions in your heart. So we'll have that. And then, of course, we'll close with the Jesus calling benediction, which I promise you will meet you right where you're at and lead you into the kingdom of God if you let it. So, it's on us then. So let's prepare. For me, looks like a beautiful blue sky today. I hope we keep that. Sun is shining and all the colors of summer are in full bloom. It's a beautiful, beautiful sight. Sometimes we take that for granted. Just as beautiful as this flame on our votive candle, our mint green votive that's just reaching up for the sky, just wants to connect with the sky. So science can explain what's in that flame and what it's made of and its duration and how it bends in the wind, but science can't explain why that flame is there. All I did was take a stick out of a box and strike it against the side and put it under this black wick. And we've got a miracle. Fire. The power of the Holy Spirit in a flame. And of course, there's the tea. Today it's the Prince of Peace tea. How appropriate. Prince of Peace tea. That's very good. Just straight up. Straight up today. Well, the monks are ready. I guess you're ready. So let's begin. 2 readings today of the letter of James, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. It's called Warning Against Partiality. My brothers and sisters, do you with your acts of favoritism really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while to the one who is poor you say, "Stand here," or "Sit at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs to the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you? Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you? You do well if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For the one who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." Now, if you do not commit adultery, but if you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Amen. Let's let that reading have some absorption time. Well, that's quite a last line, isn't it? The second half of verse 13. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy is more important than judgment. You are called to mercy and not to judgment. Anytime you exhibit judgment, you transgress the law of liberty. You are called not to show judgment, but to show mercy. As James so importantly reminds us, mercy triumphs over judgment. That's the story of Jesus Christ in a nutshell. Jesus' people, the tribes of God, were living in a culture of judgment. And using all the good that they did in the name of God to exclude and judge others as less than. They, for the most part, forgot the mercy. So God came and showed them mercy in the form of Jesus Christ. And yet still so many refused, for they preferred judgment. The Christian faith is like that today. So many parts of this reach of Christianity, this spectrum of denominations and religions and churches that call themselves Christians, so many prefer judgment over mercy. They are indeed 21st century Pharisees, same as those who Jesus confronted in the first century, who don't want to give up their position of judgment on the rest of the cultures of the world. People, other people. Remember this, mercy triumphs over judgment. That's just one thing James said in that segment, warning against partiality. Let's listen again, because I think God's got a few gems in there for you, just for where you are in your faith life, in your questioning, in your consternation. Let's listen to James and see how God meets you there. My brothers and sisters, do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while to the one who is poor you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet." Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you? Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you? You do well if you really fulfill the royal law. According to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For the one who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." Now, if you do not commit adultery, but if you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. I hope you'll continue to refer to that text today. Maybe listen to this recording again or before bed, or get out your Bible and read it in a different translation. It's a wonderful, wonderful text today. That text could change the world if we all abided by it and asked God to help us live in its truth. But there's a little bit more before we leave you. There's Jesus. He's calling. And this is what he's saying today, July 24th. Thankfulness opens the door to my presence. Though I am always with you, I have gone to great measures to preserve your freedom of choice. I have placed a door between you and me, and I have empowered you to open or close that door. There are many ways to open it, but a grateful attitude is one of the most effective. Thankfulness is built on a substructure of trust. When thankful words stick in your throat, you need to check up on your foundation of trust. When thankfulness flows freely from your heart and lips, let your gratitude draw you closer to me. I want you to learn the art of giving thanks in all circumstances. See how many times you can thank me daily. This will awaken your awareness to a multitude of blessings. It will also cushion the impact of trials when they come against you. Practice my presence by practicing the discipline of thankfulness. Alleluia indeed. Well, thank you for being with us today. A bit longer on the recording. I hope you enjoyed it and continue to enjoy it today. A reminder again that a new Zoom meeting, the Sunday morning post-game show, right after our service, right after our Facebook service on Sunday. It'll be a Zoom meeting with a Zoom link. And I will send out the link to the Sunday post-game show on Saturday, I think, or maybe Sunday. You'll know when you get the email. And it will also be on our Facebook page as you're watching. So we hope you can join us for a half hour or so. But till then, until tomorrow, for the rest of this day, let your life be blessed. For God is present, and He's come to comfort. Amen.